is Yusuf.
And this is In-Flight Entertainment.
And we are here, ladies and gentlemen. This is the week, the moment of moments.
Yes, we're doing Christmas movies. And we're doing the more positive, fun-loving, modern Christmas movie.
Yeah.
And so we're doing Chronicles 1 and 2 this week and doing them in chronological order.
Yes.
Christmas 1 and 2.
Yes, Christmas Chronicles. Yes, what a fitting way to kick off the week of Christmas and with one of the best Santa Claus to ever grace the screen, Mr. Kirk Russell, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, just can we give a shout out to his hair and his beard? I mean, they're just beautiful.
You know what I think? I think the producers of Christmas Chronicles probably seen him in Hateful Eight, and they're like, oh, yes. He could be awesome Santa Claus for us. And I think that's probably what happened.
I went and Googled whether or not his hair was still all his. And it is. It looks like it's all his real hair. He doesn't wear a wig or get extensions or any of that stuff.
Yeah, because it's Kurt freaking Russell. You know, he does it right. He does it right. Now this film was it's a Netflix streaming film. Like all streaming movies and shows now, because of the pandemic situation in movie theaters, and I think certain cities or certain states in certain cities are open as far as movie theaters, but for the most part, theaters are shut down. So we go to the streaming universe to watch our movies right now. And Christmas Chronicles, which was released in 2018, was one of those little gems that Netflix dropped.
So was the 2018 Christmas Chronicles, was that released in the theater? Because I don't remember it being released in the theater. I just remember it being on Netflix.
Yeah, that was just that was a straight Netflix movie. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now 2018. Now what people was jamming to on your Spotify's and all that good stuff is the song Girls Like You by Maroon 5 featuring Cardi B. That was the joint. While we were getting ready for Thanksgiving and this movie drops on Netflix and all that good stuff.
Yes. So, this is your, you know, the Christmas Chronicles 2018 starts out with two kids, played by, or there's Kate and Teddy.
Yep. Yeah, Teddy's the brother, the older brother.
Yep, and Kate's the little sister. Apparently, she's supposed to be 5 years old in this movie, but she doesn't look like she's five.
Really? She's supposed to be? No. Seriously? She's supposed to be five? No.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. That's the younger. Sorry. I'm getting it mixed up.
Okay. It was a flashback. It wasn't like a flashback.
Yeah, that was a flashback. Yeah.
Right.
It's like, wait a minute. Yeah. So Kate is, she's probably 8 or 9, and then Teddy's like a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
14 or 15.
Right.
They've lost their dad, who's played by Oliver Hudson,
mm-hmm.
Kate Hudson's brother.
Huh. So funny. Oh, they keep it all in the family. Oh, isn't that sweet?
That's nice. Yeah. and the brother and sister have lost their dad. Their mom works nights. And the older brother is sort of on the verge of becoming a juvenile delinquent because he's sort of lost and he's acting up, basically. And then the sister, Kate, is that the age where you can either keep believing in Santa or that's where you stop believing? And she still believes in Santa. So she convinces her brother, Teddy, to stay up all night and record the Christmas tree to see if Santa's real.
Yeah. So this is supposed to be kind of like, you know, it kind of reminds me of like Paranormal Activity when they supposed to like set up the cameras to kind of spot something happening. And so that's kind of like her thing. She wanted to like set up her little handheld camcorder to spot Santa coming so it could be proof that he exists.
Yes, yes. And because this is a Christmas movie, of course he does exist. They capture him on film and then they run outside and somehow end up in the back of his sleigh and scare the shit out of him. And this is where the movie starts to take on sort of an adventures and babysitting type of feel to it.
Oh, yes. And it's all in, I'm going to put in air quotes, Chicago.
Just like Adventures in Babysitting.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You see some skyline of Chicago, but yeah, those streets are not Chicago streets.
No, but it was fun, like, listening to the movie and then, like, yelling out which streets they need to turn down. Turn down state to get to here. I was like, wait a minute. I've walked down state before. I know where they are or where they're supposed to be. I'm like, I feel like there should be bridges or something right where they are.
Yeah, close to. Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, we're on Randolph, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, okay. yeah. But yeah, God bless them.
I've done enough shopping in that area where I recognize that they were not in Chicago, even though they were saying they were in Chicago.
Exactly.
Is that wrong that I recognize the neighborhood based on the stores?
No.
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 Not at all. No.
'Tis the season, you know. I know half of them is probably not around anymore over there, but, you know. Yeah. Now, at this point, The sleigh is not, you know, functional anymore. The reindeers are
they scared Santa and they ended up crashing it, and that's how they ended up in Chicago.
Right, and the reindeers are kind of running around the city. You know, they can't find the reindeers, and the bag of presents is like scattered somewhere. So three things they need to do, three objectives. They need to get to the sleigh, wrangle the reindeers, and find that bag of presents so they can get back to operations and delivering the toy to these kids on Christmas Eve.
Yep.
Yeah. And like I said, this was the Kurt Russell show. Like, it was all about her. And like I said, okay, here's my three Santa Claus. It's Kurt. It's Kurt. It's who's the other? Ed Eisner from Elf.
Okay.
And Billy Bob Thornton. Those are my three.
Interesting. Until this very moment, I never really thought about it. I mean, yeah, Kurt Russell is definitely.
Yeah, tops.
Tops. Yeah, tops. I mean, for the hair, the beard, he's hot. Yes. And then I think from like the like a more traditional type of perspective of Santa, it's the original Santa from Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah, I kind of knew you were going to say that. I was going to go with that. Yeah. But I watched Elf recently and like, yeah, Ed Eisner just. Yeah, you gotta love that dude. And of course, you can't go wrong with Billy Bob Thornton as the drunken bad Santa. Kurt Russell, it was so perfect because it's rare that you see a Santa Claus, he's traditional in every way, but his attitude is something
it's like lighthearted and fun and rock and roll all at the same time.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, of course, I imagine, yeah, Santa Claus should be kind of fun and, you know, kind of like the buddy. It's like, if you're dealing with someone who knows your wishes, knows you from childhood to now, you know, and if you've been bad or good, of course you would kind of have this swagger. It's like, hey, I know everyone here. It's like that moment in the restaurant when they needed a ride, he comes in, he's like, hey guys, I need a ride. And everybody looking at him like, who the hell are you? He's like, I'm Santa Claus, you know, and everybody laughing, like, get out of here. And then he started saying, oh, okay, you don't believe me? And he kind of got to his eyes like, hey, you wanted to, you know, was it a baseball card when you was this age? And then, you know, and everybody like, oh, what do you, how do you know this, you know? So that was such a good scene. And, you know, he's like, hey, I know everybody. Look, I know, like, I'm pretty much God in this restaurant. I know everybody. So come on, hook me up, you know, type situation. Yeah, it was really, I like how he played this Santa Claus. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, and so the scene where he's in the diner trying to get everyone to help him get to downtown Chicago is because that's where they know the reindeer are.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to get everything together. Otherwise, Christmas spirit will fall and bad things will happen.
Yeah, a lot of disgruntled kids. Yeah.
So they make it down to downtown Chicago. And the kids rescue the reindeer, but Santa gets arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's in jail.
Mm-hmm.
When the kids run off to get the sleigh and get the bag of presents.
Right. Yeah.
Which brings us to Kurt Russell playing basically Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
For the fifth time in his life. He played it in It Happened at World's Fair, 1963.
And then
he played it in a TV movie Elvis.
Directed by John Carpenter, by the way.
Right. Uh-huh. He played it a young Elvis in Forrest Gump. And then an ex-con Elvis impersonator in 3,000 Miles to Graceland.
Wait a minute, that was him in Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
Get out of here. I had no idea.
It was his voice. It was his voice.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what? Because I know they had the young Elvis out of focus, so you didn't like really see Elvis himself. But I was like, holy crap. Like that. So that's his voice.
It was his voice.
Awesome. That's amazing. So, you know, all the crazy holiday adventure ensues. Katie, she finds a bag. So she goes in the bag, but the bag is like this big kind of room of like toys and stuff.
Similar to last week where we referenced Doctor Who, the bag is like the Doctor Who telephone booth. It's bigger on the inside. The TARDIS.
Yep. Yeah. And this is
the bag is much bigger on the inside.
Exactly. And is it Katie who comes across the elves?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they first like attack her because they think that she's invading, and then she convinces them that they are that she's there to get their help to save Santa because he's in trouble. So meanwhile, while that's happening, Teddy has been kidnapped by a bunch of gangsters, and they just want all the gifts in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And each time they open a gift box, it's Cole. Because they're bad kids. Mm. That's what bad kids get.
Exactly.
And right before they're about to throw the bag of gifts in the fire because there's nothing good in there, all the elves jump out. And this is where it feels like we're in Gremlins, a Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, because one of them had a chainsaw. So, yeah pretty mm-hmm. much. That was like the stripes of the elves because he was ready to cut some mofos into so you had that, and then at the same time you have, you know, Santa rocking out with the inmates and backup singers. So throughout this movie, it's this cop that Santa was trying to convince that is, you know, is Santa. And he would say, you know, hey, you know, call your wife or call your girlfriend. Or like, you know, you want to talk to you, you know, patch it up with so-and-so. And
ex-wife Lisa.
Yeah, ex-wife, right. Yeah. And so, you know, the cop finally believes it's Santa. And Santa's like, you know, you're okay. I'm glad you believe in me. That's all I wanted. And Santa just pops out of, he opens at the top of the ventilation shaft over the sail, and he just kind of zip up there, and he disappears, and he's out of there.
Right. And so now they're off to try to deliver all the Christmas packages before daybreak.
Now, this is what I really like about this movie and the science, if you will, on Santa and the process of delivering presents. It makes total sense now. Like, because you're like, wait a minute, how the hell are you gonna? So pretty much there's portals that kind of open up like Doctor Strange style, but it's green. You know, he kind of just like pops through them, and then he's like in the city, and it's like, oh, and then he just, you know, dropped a little present, blah, 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 blah. Then he goes to another portal, bam, and he goes to like India, and he's in like Tokyo, and blah, 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 right? Like, yes, okay, I can get that logic. I can get behind this, you know, because all this time I'm thinking that, you know, he just, him and the reindeer just kind of just going across the sky. I'm like, wait a minute, like air travel, you know, even if you're going like speed of light, whatever, it's like, how can you, it's just weird. I didn't know like the scientific logistics of how Santa get these presents into these homes baffle me. But seeing the process through this movie, it makes total sense. And thank you, Santa Claus Chronicles, for legitimizing Santa Claus travel.
There you go. I don't know if this is just a theory I had or is something from a movie, but I just always assumed that Santa stopped time and was able to go all around the world in what to him felt like all night, but to us was a single moment.
Wow. So he had the time stone.
He had the time stone. Yes, nice. Exactly.
Wow. That, I like that. That's pretty dope. I would have never thought that. Yeah. Okay. So that should
I don't know if that was from a movie or from my childhood.
I never seen any holiday Santa movies that had that or had that method of, you know, travel. Yeah, the time freeze. No. Okay. Oh. We might be on to something. Might be
awesome. You know, my childhood scientific brain, I needed something that worked logically, and that worked logically for me.
No, that makes total sense. Yes. Yes. You know, Santa has a time stone, and he just frees everybody, and he deliver all the stuff, and then he just do the snap, and time is back.
Right. None of us know that anything has changed. Just keep on keeping on.
Yeah, it makes total sense, because you have time to eat all the cookies, right? Uh-huh. That's why people don't know he's there, because if you're frozen in time, you could walk around, you know, like Santa could probably have upset stomach from all the cookies. He probably just like, you know, go to someone's bathroom, you know, drop one off and, you know, bounce. And no one would know. Like, oh, that makes Genoa, man. We need you to write some Star Trek episodes. Let's see. Good stuff from In-Flight Entertainment, guys.
There you go.
Yeah. So at the end of the end, you know, just like you know, like all crazy overnight adventurers, like morning time, they dropped off at their respective destination, back to their families. And, you know, Santa gets back to the North Pole to Mrs. Claus, played by his real life sweetheart, Goldie Hawn. Love seeing her. Oh, can't get enough Goldie.
Did I lose you?
Oh, no, no, I got you, yeah.
Yes, so the end, basically, everyone lives happily ever after. The two kids make up, and they're much better, closer brother and sister, and they made their mom happy because mom thinks that they decorated for Christmas and finally have the Christmas spirit again after their dad passing away. And so, all happy.
Yay! All right. So,
our rating is sit on the sofa and have some spiked eggnog, whichever. I had a couple of those tonight. Put on your shoes and grab the shovel to shovel the sidewalk after the giant snowstorm in New York on the East Coast. Or go outside and take on Krampus.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna say, I think you feeling what I'm feeling about this one, or I don't know. Well, at least with me, it's a sit down. Right? It was. I don't know. It was just fun. I didn't expect to have that much fun watching a holiday movie like this, but it was. I mean, it delivered what it set out to do. You know, you see Kurt Russell just generally having fun being Santa Claus, like from beginning to end. Yeah, you know, this is your standard holiday family film that, you know, if you put it on, you know, doing your quarantine dinner, holiday dinner, you know, it's a good watch, you know, get you in the spirit.
Yeah. So the first time I watched it, cause I watched it, I think last year when I first noticed it on Netflix, it was definitely taking on Krampus. This year, it is sitting on the sofa. The thing is, I really hate the two kids. I really do. I think they're annoying as fuck. And the little girl keeps putting Santa in like compromising positions, making his life so much harder. And so I think the first time I thought my like biases towards children was just so overwhelming that I was like, ah, I just can't with this. But watching it a second time yesterday,
with the holiday context in mind,
yeah, if I block out the kids and focus more on the Santa, the Kurt Russell, it is an enjoyable movie. But you know, a lot of people aren't as strong biases towards children as I do, so.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, like I said, we're reviewing a holiday family film, so we have to review accordingly.
Hey, I'm for all the people that have biases towards children, maybe have a couple drinks before you watch the movie and just focus on Kurt Russell and ignore all the kids.
Yes, because it's definitely a Kurt Russell show. Like, you gotta get full on Kurt in this film. It's glorious. It's so weird.
And just it's beautiful hair. I mean, I want hair like his. I mean, come on.
Hey man, it's Kurt freaking Russell, man. Like, yeah, so there you have it, Christmas Chronicles 1. Something for you guys to review, take a look at before, you know, Christmas Eve. And then on Christmas, a few days, we'll be right back at you with some more Kurt Santa.
Yeah, we will be coming back with Christmas Chronicles Part 2 to see how Kate, Santa, and Miss Claus are all dealing with life.
Yeah. And a new threat to Christmas. Yeah. Until Thursday, we wish everyone safe physical distancing and
wear a fucking mask and stay home. Avoid people.
Yes. Peace.